You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders examines the perils of prescriptive writing, or smart compose, which employs artificial intelligence to guess what you want to say.
I've been using Gmail for my personal account for more than a dozen years. I managed to snare a simple address, garyborders@gmail.com, and I've used it for personal business while maintaining a separate address for work. As with all computer applications, Gmail gets updated on occasion, sometimes requiring me to get used to a different appearance or a slightly different way of finding emails. For several months, a button appeared in the top right of the screen, "Try the new Gmail." I ignored it, content with the old Gmail. I have enough technology issues to grapple with without voluntarily taking on another learning curve, no matter how gentle the arc. Then one day, my Gmail had changed on its own. Apparently, the girls at Gmail decided it was time for me to update to the new version. I'm sure there's a way to revert back to the old Gmail, but that would require more time than I was willing to devote. The whiz-bang feature that Gmail is apparently proud of is called Smart Compose. When drafting an email, the program suggests complete sentences. For example, I just typed, "It's good to hear," and in gray type, the Gmail genie added, "From you." Hitting the tab button adds the suggestion. If I ignore the prompt and continue typing, the suggestion disappears. The genie even knows the date. A few months back in Gmail, I wrote, "Hope you have a happy," and Thanksgiving popped up, since I was writing that the day before Turkey Day. Smart Compose employs artificial intelligence, which also powers Siri, the iPhone assistant. I use Siri to find out important matters such as the score of the UT Iowa State football game and how many miles comprise 5,000 meters. 3.11, if you're wondering. I also use it while driving to make calls, ordering Siri to call a contact. That's certainly safer than punching in numbers while cruising at 45 miles an hour. I pulled up a Google AI blog post in a vain attempt to understand how Smart Compose works. The post contained phrases such as, "To improve on this, we combined a BOW model with a RNN-LM, which is faster than SEC2-SEC models, with only a slight sacrifice to model prediction quality." I decided to just chalk it up to magic. As much as I enjoy employing Siri as my digital savant, after a few weeks of using Smart Compose, I turned it off. I found it intrusive to have phrases magically appear that might or might not be what I intended to write. The pitch is that Smart Compose allows one to draft emails quickly with confidence. I just found it annoying and rather presumptuous. I read that Gmail has 1.4 billion users, which is 18% of the world's population. Of course, lots of folks have more than one account. Even so, that number's staggering. I wonder how many now let Gmail's genie complete their sentences. Perhaps it could come in handy for struggling novelists who could begin their masterpiece in a Gmail draft and then transfer it to a manuscript. I tried this with a number of opening lines written by famous novelists, Charles Dickens, William Faulkner, Fyodor Dostoevsky, and even Edward George Bulwer Lytton. The latter is widely credited, or blamed, for one of the worst opening lines in fiction. "It was a dark and stormy night." Since 1982, the Bulwer Lytton Fiction Contest challenges people to write an atrocious opening sentence to a hypothetical bad novel. Alas, Gmail Smart Compose was no help, offering no suggestions when I typed in opening lines from the aforementioned authors. I turned the feature back off. I'd rather be on my own when composing emails.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.